Enjoy.
I wished I was smarter. Wished I was stronger. I wished I loved Jesus the way my wife does. I wished it had been easier instead of any longer. I wished I could have stood where you would have been proud. That won't happen now. A whole lot of singing's never gonna be heard. Disappearing every day without so much as a word. Somehow I think I broke the wings off the little songbird. She's never gonna fly to the top of the world. To the top of. Don't have to answer any of these questions. Don't have no guide to teach me no lessons. I'd come home in the evening, sit in my chair. One night they called me for supper, but I never got up. I stayed right there in my chair. There's a whole lot of singing that's never gonna be heard. Disappearing every day without so much as a word. Somehow I think I broke the wings off that little songbird. She's never gonna fly top of the world now. To the top of the world. Ooh. Ooh. I wish I'd have known you. Wish I'd have shown. All of the things I was on the inside, but I'd pretend to be sleeping when you'd come in the morning to whisper goodbye and go to work in the rain. I don't know why. Everyone singing, we just wanna be heard. Disappearing every day without so much as a word. Somehow wanna grab a hold of that little songbird. Take her for a ride to the top of the world right now. To the top of.
Okay, well, good morning. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford, Mass. This is the Tufts radio station, Tufts Freeform Radio. This show is called Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I share this mic with Sue and with Jane, and I appreciate you for tuning in. I'm starting this version of Something About the Women with Patty Griffin. That was Top of the World from Impossible Dream. I'm going to be talking a lot this morning, into afternoon, about the women who, some of the women who recorded on the Asa Brebner tribute recordings, Volume 1 and Volume 2. I have Emily Grogan, Justine Kowalt, Linda Viennes. And so what I am doing for this show is I've got three different sets of music where I am playing the song that each of these musicians recorded that were Asa Brebner songs, and then a song that each of them requested for their set, and then something else that they have done otherwise than the Asa Brebner recordings. I will come back and announce the songs I've played and then play the recordings of the interviews. The interviews were done remotely and distanced, keeping COVID safe. Here we go, starting with Emily Grogan.
There's a place where I can go to get there fast. You must walk real slow. Imagination running wild. I remember when I was a child. I'm going home with the headlights on. The sky is bright and the motor is warm. I'm going home and I feel alright. And I've been talking to you all night. Well, I saw old friends down at Veterans Hall. I forgot some names, but I knew them all. Some were married and some burned out. Some remembered dreams we had spoken about. I'm going home with the headlights on. The sky is bright and the motor is warm. She loved me, but I know she never did. When I see her now, she acts so strange. But in my mind, she hasn't changed. I'm going home with the headlights on. The sky is bright and the motor. I might not let you in. You're standing in the doorway like a drunken sailor, twirling my keys on your finger like a jailer. I got my red dress on. Yeah.
Okay, well, that was the Emily Grogan set, starting with her version of Asa Brebner's song Going Home. And that is from the second tribute album. Then she requested Gin and Tonic by Andrea Gillis from Want Another. And then ended with Weather Vane from the group Angeline, which consisted of Emily Grogan, Linda Viens, and Asa Brebner. And that is from the recording Powdered Pearls. I'm now going to play the recorded interview with Emily. Emily, thank you so much for joining me on Something About the Women.
Oh, thank you, Carson. I'm happy to be here.
Okay. And so I have Emily Grogan on mic, and Emily is one of the musicians who took part on the Asa Brebner tribute recordings, and you performed Going Home. I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about what appealed to you about this specific song.
I like the energy of the song, and it's like quintessential Asa.
What does that mean, quintessential Asa? Quintessential Asa.
I think
you worked with him in your band, right?
I did, yeah. I think he had a strong sense of always being nostalgic for something and kind of observing it and analyzing things and any past experiences or his past behavior. And he really was such a great storyteller. And he would like bring it up, something from the past, and create the story so it brought it into the present. And you can almost see how he was digesting his experience.
Oh, right. You Can't Lose a Memory is a little along those lines, too.
Yeah, yep.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now, this particular song, what do you feel are the similarities and differences between your approach and Asa's approach?
Well, the similarities are, I think we came from a very similar background, that like 1980s kind of garage rock with a little bit of angst, you know, heavy in guitars. That was my kind of my roots. Like when I was a teenager, I started working at the Rat in the 80s, and it just kind of, I just loved it. I loved the release of energy and emotion that punk and rock gave. And I think Asa and I come from that. Also just kind of, I wouldn't say anti-culture, but we definitely don't like the bounds of culture and what the shoulds are and things like that. So I feel that energy in his music, and I really love that too, that kind of the freedom you can get from kind of ignoring the shoulds.
So
that was the similarities. The differences, I think, over the years, I have embraced the textural parts of songwriting. And so I think once I got a computer and I had every song at my fingertips, every sound at my fingertips, you know, using like Logic and Pro Tools and having a keyboard controller, it really opened up me to a different style of songwriting, because I used to be very limited by, geez, I got to arrange all these strings for my next recording. And I had sounds in mind, but I didn't have, you know, I didn't have synthesizers, and I was like a single mom, you know, like kind of like scraping by day to day. So I didn't have a lot of equipment. But once I got a hold of a computer and these DAWs, like I had every texture at my fingers. So the difference is that my songwriting has come to use textures to relay emotion more than just the raw energy. So I think the textures can bring little more nuances that I feel like I need to express. So I felt like Asa would okay me bringing some of my flavor to his song.
Right.
So that's what I kind of did. I added a little bit of, you know, funky, like Mellotron-like sounds in the background and
yes,
like
I love those additions. You know, and I love your description of just that. I moved here to the Boston area in 1987, and I feel like the Rat was part of my welcoming party.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm now in a point where I'm thinking Logic could allow me to have tools that I could use for doing my DJ stuff. So you've kind of empowered me to maybe take the step to look into that.
Excellent. The wonderful thing, well, I shouldn't even use the word wonderful when talking about, but the wonderful thing about the pandemic is when we shut things down, I just loved, especially as a music educator, that people started to need to use Logic, because for me, it opened up so many people to songwriting and expressing themselves who before the pandemic would have never challenged themselves to learn a program like this. And what a program like this allows is it's basically musical weaving. You know, even if you don't play an instrument, you can still appreciate and combine sounds to express yourself. And I think that's so important, especially during this kind of challenging time, you know?
Right. Well, thank you for that encouragement.
Yeah, you can do it. It's easy. It's easy.
And I have one more question for you. You do have a song that you put out. Maybe it was during the pandemic, Join Together, right?
Yeah. Yep. I put out a song and that I felt was appropriate right before the elections, and a video that my youngest daughter did an animation to. She's a visual artist, and she decided to try and learn animation during the pandemic. And so she was came back home to live for a little while. And so she, on her very early days of animating, maybe she had been animating like not even a week. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I really like the rawness of what you're doing. Please don't polish it up like your drawings or your tattoos and paintings. Like, I really want the rawness, because this song is like street, like raw, like, okay. You know. So she did that, and I think seeing the video inspired me, like, it's time to start releasing some of my songs, and I felt like this is the avenue through visual combined with audio.
Well, fantastic. So please let us know when you're releasing anything. Certainly want to play it here on Something About the Women, and thank you for coming on, Mike, and sharing all of these thoughts and ideas with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kirsten.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home, but it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Headed for the car, maybe not trusting your eyes, but yeah, that was me. Setting up the microphone, pulling out a guitar. Been around the world, when you come back home, don't look like you've been far. Doesn't mean you can't be proud, proud of who. Said a word. Your hand on my skirt, didn't even bother to flirt. I thought that was okay. Got in my head, went far away. Pretended it wasn't happening. Yeah, back then I sure didn't sing. Yeah.
Rose, gospel stories told by the one way to save your soul. Drag out the old guitar, cast out that old Ford car. We're gonna hit the dusty road. Four wheels can bear the load. It's been a long, long earned his bread and dust, but his hard work and hands fed us. Sun up to sun sink down, his body worked to the ground. Folks thought we had it made, 'cause we always kept a face. Meanwhile, there's bills to pay and the stack growing every day. It's been a long draws a path that's saved. These are the songs to sing in the search for the grass is green. It's been a long time.
Do they speak your name? Whisper like a cuss. Why do you walk in empty shoes through long, lonely dust? Why do you sleep with strangers?
Okay, so that set started with Deborah Crooks, Long Roads from Department of the West. After that, Valerie June, Long Lonely Road from Order of Time, and then Heart with Corduroy Road from Fanatic. I've got one more song to play before doing the next musician from the A$AP Revenue Tribute CDs, Justine Kovalt. So here we go with some Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Ooh, gotta get away from you fast as I can. Too much for me, baby, more than my heart can stand. Like a kid behind the wheel, you've been reckless with my heart. If I stay around, you'll surely tear it all apart. Saying the road's got to end somewhere. Showdown.
let me give you the lowdown. We've come to the end of our road.
That was Gladys Knight and the Pips, The End of Our Road from Feelin' Bluesy. Okay, heading into this set of music performed by Justin's Black Threads, selected by Justine Cobalt, and an interview with her on the Asa Brebner CD. What else is going on at this time? Here we go.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Going downtown to Kenmore Square, we're gonna go downtown, hang around. Got my beach shack boots and my platform hair, we're gonna go downtown, hang around. Gonna drive my Camaro right in from Revere, we're gonna go downtown, hang around. Drink lots of pizza and eat lots of beer, we're gonna go downtown, hang around. Yeah, can't say why, cause I don't know what's in my heart. Plate glass floor, we're gonna go down. place they can go. It's good to have a secret that nobody knows. Let's avoid all the questions just as long as we can. We're down the no-tell motel and we're taking a stand. We're down the no-tell motel and you are my man.
Okay, so that set, I just want to say before I back announce the songs, I love that bass line in that song, No Tell Motel. Okay, started with Go Downtown, which is the song that Justine's Black Threads put into the Asa Brebner tribute recording, and that is Volume 2. After that, Justine had requested the Shanghai Lows' Stay from Kick It Like a Wicked Bad Habit, and then ended with Justine's Black Threads' No Tell Motel, and that is available on Bandcamp and through Red on Red Records. There's a one-year compilation that is also off of. So I am now going to bring Justine on mic, and again, a remote recording, but still, I really enjoyed having this conversation. I hope you enjoy it as well. Okay, so now I have Justine Kovalt here on mic, Justine's Black Threads, who is also a musician who is part of the Asa Brebner Tribute CDs. So hi, Justine.
Hi, Kirsten. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And the song that you have recorded for this, is it the first or the second tribute? You're in the second one.
The second one, yes.
Yes. Correct. Go Downtown. And I'm curious why you selected that specific song.
I picked it because I really liked it. So I was talking with Larry Newman about doing the tribute, and he had a few ideas and sent me a few songs to listen to, and Go Downtown was one of them. And I thought it was really good, really nice rockin' song. And I listened to it and I could hear the Black Threads doing it in my head. I could kind of hear what that interpretation would sound like. And so I was really excited to do it. And I sent it to Johnny Shasha and Jimmy Scopa, who are the other two members of the Black Threads, and they also loved it. We all kind of saw the potential right away.
Okay, and it's our locale, so that's super fun.
Yes.
And what would you say are the similarities and differences between Ace's version and where you went with this song?
Well, so Black Threads is a trio. We don't have a drummer. All of the kind of the rhythm section is Johnny Shasha playing bass, and he plays a slap bass, so it's fairly percussive, and it really drives things, but it's not like a full rock band, so it's... Johnny's playing upright bass and singing. I'm playing acoustic guitar and singing, and Jimmy Scope is playing electric guitar. So it gives it a really a different sound, more of like a sort of 50s rockabilly sound. But we kept we wanted to keep the kind of feel of it the same, because it's such a great rocker. We didn't want to like kind of give it like a walking beat or something like that. It's just slams.
Okay, and I love that rockabilly sound as well. In fact, Sue last week did an entire 2 hours of Women in Rockabilly, so cool. Great addition to that. And then what is going on? Justine's Black Threads, what do you have going on that you would like to share with us?
Well, so Justine's Black Threads, we play regularly at the Mess Around at the Plow. And the Mess Around is booked the third Sunday of every month from 4 to 6 p.m. And Black Threads are usually there playing. And we also have our co-hosts, Tom Baker and Jay Allen. They always play. And then we have a few different guests. We have revolving cast of characters who come in and play with us. Our next Mess Around is booked it's off cycle actually. It's on a Saturday, the 29th of January, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge. And then in February, we have one on Sunday the 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. And in March, it's also Sunday the 20th from 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay, great. So January 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. And who's joining you that for that mess around?
Well, so interestingly enough, we have Kenny Hyland and Kevin Easycord with Larry Newman himself on bass. So Larry will be there, and he is the organizer of the I'm Not Gone tributes, and he's such a great guy, really a delight to work with.
Okay, fantastic. The synergy here is unbelievable.
Right.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on, Mike, and I will have some more music coming up from your record label, Red on Red Records, and make some announcements of what's going on there. So you wear two hats. You probably wear more than two hats, but I'm giving you two today.
I wear a plethora of hats.
You do. Okay, and then the 29th. Let's keep our fingers crossed, keep the numbers low so we can all go out and hear some good music.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kirsten.
People grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't bet it's mine. A true friend is hard to find. So don't mind people grinning in your face. They jump you up at night. Your face.